All right, crowd, let us know who you think our perfect actors would be. Yeah.
Who would play us?
Yeah, who would play us? Yeah, let us know.
Oh, I just thought the guy from Pretty Ricky, that guy can play me.
Fam, what? Yo, what? That can't be a random. Well,
I tell you, can play you, Prince.
You thought about that.
You know, you've always thought you look like him. That's what it is. You've said this like 58 times.
Of course, but I haven't I haven't had to go over the data bank about who I look like, and I thought,
the
breath
from Pity Respect.
You know who you look like?
Little me.
Sid from Ice Age.
That says Sid from Ice Age.
I get that and Jabba the Hutt.
There you go.
Not Jabba the Hutt. What's the other guy with the eyes out like
there? C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Jar Jar Bing.
C-3PO, you know. R2-D2 and C-3PO. They're robots.
That's the gold one.
The big gold one. That's the gold one.
That's Marks when he runs.
This is a madman, bro.
What? Oh, yeah?
You lot hate me.
Before we start the show. No. It's not before. This is the start. Yeah? I think... And it's
if it's football talk, can we wait for it?
It is football talk.
Let's get.
No, but it's oh yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, you know, so we talk football talk afterwards because I think there's more important things. A lie, Mugs.
A lie. Certain things is going on.
What?
You know I'm an actor now.
Oh yeah.
Come on, man.
Congratulations.
Theater, stage show.
What's
Broadway
it? Yard man thing. Remember them yardy plays back
in the
day?
Oliver Samuels and them man.
Boops. He remembers Boops. You don't remember Boops?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I do.
He's man, I'm just trying to save him. He's acting there.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Or Fredro Starr. That's what I've been seeing the tweet saying.
Is more it? Denzel.
Denzel, it's limited. Being bald limits you though for roles.
What? Do you think?
Yeah.
But he can grow his hair.
Because in the script, what if it's, she runs her hands through his hair? Or I'm not gubbing you, I'm just saying.
I could get one of them lace front things, remember? It's acting.
You see my man's lace front get punched off his head?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the excuse? He said that he poured bleach on his head top or something and it mashed up his whole head top, so he had to shave it off.
What?
That's what you try to say, bruv.
So he has got hair, though?
No.
Nah, man.
He's just bald, isn't he?
Yeah, he's bald,
really?
Man.
So what, when he was beefing AJ, he was bald them times, you think?
Now, do you know what it is? He had a Mohican. He was smart. Corners weren't there. I'm Mohican thinking of doing that.
Has he?
Mohican, I'll never know. Like,
you get Mohican, 2026.
It's happening more often, though. I saw a festival. Someone show us the video. I saw a festival. A guy standing there. He takes his t-shirt off. And the hair comes off as well.
No way.
Brother, more men are getting fake hair. It stinks.
No, you know what it is with me?
Yeah, but your one ain't grown since 2010.
Yeah.
And your one ain't grown since.
I've got to stop making hair jokes.
Yeah,
you know?
It's delicate.
They keep.
You said he lost it at 17. I don't think that's true.
18?
I started shaving my hair at 25.
Man gave up early, bro. Early retirement.
What was that? Receding corners? What was that? Receding corners or what?
Yeah, because obviously I got stabbed in my head, so one side.
Don't make me feel bad. Now.
Come on, man. Yeah. One side. It was all. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't do that for a stabbing.
What
that's
are you
wild.
Doing?
Bro, he's using that as a hairline excuse.
It's right in my hairline.
Bro, stabbed in the head. Like, that's a pretty decent, like, that's a valid. That's wait, a hold valid on. Hold on. Oh, wait. Wait. Do you think your hairline's lidge?
No.
So what are you doing? So what are you doing? So that's what it is.
I'm not
like,
bald.
You do this.
I'm not bald. While I'm not bald.
He's been stabbed in the head.
I'm not bald. I'm not bald.
I've
been stabbed in the head. So this is why it's
not. Your hairline though. That's just straight in your cranium.
It was clean. It was the face.
That's cold. Niggas get that on purpose. Yeah. In the
man get that when they're getting jailed.
Yeah, man get that on purpose.
That's hairline shit.
I ain't got right on the hairline.
Injury. My hairline injury is just from life.
So what are we doing?
So why did it? What, was he jealous of your trim? Like, what was the point?
Bro, just wickedness ever going sometimes.
It's all right anyway, because the role that I've got is a bald man, innit? So
is it?
What, you're evil? He's jealous. Evil then, innit?
No, he's a good
Doctor
dude.
Evil.
I'm
you're
married.
Evil. Married?
Yeah. Right, if you don't, anyway, you don't make sure you pull up. It's in
we're pulling up.
It's in Peckham Theatre in May.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh?
Nah, like, it's proper.
Nah, it sounds like some Peckham Theatre. Sounds like a proper thing. Well, you're rating your vibe.
Yeah, go to the Wright Brothers. Go get, see if these men can put the link in the bio or something. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Big up,
they're
man.
Good, man.
I'm happy for you, man.
What's that? Why are we doing that?
That's what they do in the poetry, like posh, you think?
Spoken word.
Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Woodsy.
You know what as well? There's a little, not a hack, little, what would it be called?
Hack.
No, it's not a hack.
Well, we don't know what you're going to say, so we won't know what
this
it's called.
This is a
tip.
No, it's not a tip. I can't think what it is.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm going to say it first.
Yeah, he wants us to read his mind.
So,
you know?
Do you know that in the movies, they use that for rain?
Man said a hat.
In the movies, you know, not a play.
For sound. SFX.
Hey.
FSX. Are you joking me?
What, no, you can called? Go on YouTube and get rain sounds, isn't it? Like a legit cold one.
How many actors have we got on Filthy now, though? We got KG and Ted Lasso.
That's Lippy. Serious.
Yeah, Crop Circle.
Lippy. I was the first, bro.
What was you in?
Oh, fuck.
No. This ain't Marx's first thing.
Yeah.
Where you the
was
first?
Was it in the trap? I was in the trap, yeah.
Come on, man. I was in the bill.
He was the first, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'm the soldier boy.
I was in Ashanti.
I was in Crime Watch.
What did you just say? What's Ashanti?
It was a play that, it was like a Jamaican play.
Ashanti's crazy, but that's a Ghanaian name, though.
Yeah, bro.
That chicken shed.
Ashanti or Ashanti? Is that Moana or Moana?
Ashanti.
Ain't that a tribe in Ghana?
That's what I'm saying. Why would that be a Jamaican thing?
Yeah, it's a Jamaican thing. Ashanti tribe.
Ashanti.
Maybe.
Ashanti tribe.
Yeah.
Or
from our parish.
Yeah, there you go.
No, from our parish.
St. Christopher. I said Christopher.
St. Anne's. St. Joseph. St. Joseph.
Like, for real though, yeah, so I done well in that.
What was everyone's roles in the stuff that you was in? What was your role in Bill?
I stole fireworks.
Uh-huh. Teeth, so use a teeth.
Teeth.
Use a teeth. Loses a teeth.
I was bank robber. No, bank robber, man.
What do you mean? Well, bank robber's different to teeth.
Yeah, thieving's going in your pocket. That's a theft. Robbery's, give me it.
Yeah,
difference.
But it was your thing though, like, you didn't get paid, I did. You lost money. And got a TV approved.
What was your role in Ashanti?
I think I played Ashanti's brother. Ashanti's a girl.
What's Ashanti's brother's name?
Forget this brother. Ashanti's brother.
Had no name, minimal words. Hey. One that's walking.
Hey, one sec. But I know there was like, I said, I'm going to do what must be done. And everyone sings, such bravery.
Hey, if you're counting all that shit, I've been in shit. I was on the Hunting of the Snark.
I was in Little Shop of Horrors, bro. What are we doing around here?
Such bravery.
No, how old is you when this happened? Let's
hey, the 10, only Ashanti references to me is foolish.
Right. This is
stupid. Right, cool, then. I've got a DMBD.
What was
man.
I was on VCR.
What such
are you
mad?
Yes.
Right, cool. About Lippy, what was your role in Crop Circle?
I was Lippy. Oh, okay. Do you know why I was mad?
I like that. I respect that.
But you know what was mad? They were stopping me. They were saying you're doing it wrong. I was like, what? you get me? But no, it was fun, man. It was good.
Are you trying to look for the play?
I'm looking for my DMB.
Whilst you look for that, out of curiosity, if Filthy Fellas was a film, just say it was a film, like who would play you lot? Like who would play you? Like Marks, who would play you? Vin Diesel?
Don't do that.
It's too hench.
Don't do that. Who would play me? Probably someone like...
Who's that guy, man?
I thought that was a compliment.
Who's that guy?
Probably Smorrit. Someone like...
Smorrit. What's
who
his name?
Who'd be me? Probably like Michael B. Jordan or something.
No, bro.
Michael B. Jordan?
You know who would be Muggs? He looks like Muggs as well, you know?
Go on.
Have you seen Key and Peele?
Oh, fuck.
Innit? The bald one.
Get away.
What do you mean? He's cold, though, bro.
He's actually cold, bruv.
I'd say Jake Gyllenhaal for me.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
See how good he can act. You understand? See how good he can act. See if he can really pull off the role.
I want to see Denzel Washington play Loons. If he can get that role.
Sorry, quickly, because I know who could play you, but obviously, like, God rest his soul, he's passed away. Patrick from EastEnders.
He's not dead.
Are you mad?
What type of foolishness, man? What are you talking about?
Patrick's dead in EastEnders, bro.
No, he's not. His son just got killed.
What, his character?
No, his character's alive. His character's alive, yes, bro.
No, he actually came out. I know Rudolph. He came out and he...
What?
Bro, I see him walking across the square chopping
he
two things.
He came out and said, people keep thinking I'm dead. I want to come out and confirm I have not died. This is recent.
Serious?
Yeah, everyone did think he was dead.
Google if Patrick from EastEnders.
He's not dead, bro. In passing, I see Patrick creeping across the square. One white thing was waving him off and the other white thing was at the window waiting for him to stay with his old self, creeping across the square to Sam.
Oh, yeah, he can play you then.
How?
Patrick.
he's got my body shape. You get me?
Hey, boys. I've heard my IMBD. So I've done one movie called Are We Dead Yet?
I played a ghost, headless ghost.
2.8 rating.
I've seen that. I've seen, not the film, but I've seen what he's talking about. There's another one.
And he's got something with 7.6 rating, so there's a good comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
2.6 out of 10 is brilliant.
And there's another one I was in with Dapper Laughs.
That's good.
I forgot the name of it. Oh, fuck.
I'm just gonna go shoot off the hit right now.
So obviously we've got Patrick. We've got Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Ving Rhames.
So everyone gets bad boys, but I get it.
He's dead, bro.
What do you think? When was Nick Cannon a bad boy?
He's dead, though.
Wait, I'm Ghost from Power, Hadwick.
Nah, that could be Dan, though.
I'm Mike Epps, man. I'm getting Mike Epps.
Stop thinking bare light skin youths, bro. Me and you's black.
I'm Omar Epps.
Me and you's gonna beat Wall.
I know who you are.
Tracy Morgan.
No.
I'm gonna sneak. Morgan.
Bro, what are you trying to do here?
No. Forrest Whitaker.
Nah. Yeah, me. You can't do me that. You can't do me that. If that's anyone, it's over there.
That's smart. That's smart.
Yo. That table there. Forrest Whitaker.
You say that's the Whitaker table there.
Yeah.
It's your eyes looking at, bro.
How did you make him so old?
I'll tell you who he could be.
But I'm like someone that can be white.
Bashy's
a shout.
That's a good shout.
Yeah,
Lippy's like a new
West
actor.
Northwest, so get the lingo.
They're a new actor still, new actors.
I reckon, what's his name, man, for you? That you two are both from the same film. You're the guy that was chasing him. You know, what's his name? The bully guy in Another Hood. You know the one
What's his name? And he's in Top Boy as well. Deshane's brother. Remember
okay,
they nap
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah, Deshane's brother, yeah.
Him. What's his name again?
That could and be you, Steve-O, though, still. He's a good actor, though. He was in The Bill.
And, you,
cold
and
the
you're
bill.
Like...
Richie. Campbell.
No. And you're like...
Adam Deacon.
Yeah, Adam Deacon.
You're calling Marks Adam Deacon? Crowd, let us know who you think our perfect actors would be. Yeah?
Who would play us?
Yeah, who would play us? Yeah, let us know.
Oh,
I just thought the guy from Pretty Ricky, that guy can play me.
Fam, what?
Yo, that's
that can't be a random. Well,
I tell you,
that's
can play you Prince. You
thought about that.
You know, you've always thought you look like him. That's what it is. You've said this like 58 times.
Of course, but I haven't had to reiterate. I haven't had to go over the data bank about who I look like, and I thought
the
breath
from Pretty Ricky.
You know, you look like
Little Me
Sid from Ice Age.
Little Me.
That says Sid from Ice Age. I get that and Jabba the Hutt.
There you go.
Not Jabba the Hutt. What's the other guy with the eyes out there?
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Jar Jar Binks.
C-3PO, you know. R2-D2 and C-3PO.
That's the golden.
The big gold one. The gold one.
That's Marks when he runs.
But I said that's Marks. C-3PO. Hey.
Listen, remember, we publish football content every single week, so make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell. Filthy boys.
Right, we're going to talk football now. I'm going
to
start.
You had something you wanted to say.
Go on then, bro.
And as I say, it's just so happens that we're on the same table. I think that you lot owe me and the Fruit Punch Pappy an apology, or my bad as we call it, Florian Wirtz. You lot, all of you, every single person and more people that ain't here said that he's pants.
Said that he wasn't playing
did
good.
Did you say that?
No, you said he's a flop.
Yeah.
Wasn't living up to his price.
No, that was in like, it was like 4 months into the season, bro. Come on.
So what, we have to wait for him?
Yeah. Because that's what happens. It's a whole season, isn't it?
Right, what's he doing now?
6-10.
Yeah.
5 assists.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Still below Man United. No, but so he's not doing good as far as Luton's concerned.
6-10. What's that? All individual, if you
can't have that conversation, the comprehension skills are low today.
I'm just saying.
So I reckon you should try some cod liver oil in the morning, get your compensation skills a bit higher.
But if he's doing so great, he should get a my bad. Why is Liverpool doing so bad? That's just a question.
And Marks, beyond that, if we said it at a point and you didn't argue, that means that if you said it at a point, it means that it was true at some point.
At some point.
And they sat down and waited, like your parent does, for you to come in when you've done something wrong. So they can remind you you've done something wrong. So the moment it looks like it's kind of right, they've latched onto it. But the beauty about it is, if it was right at a point and it's wrong now, it can have the capacity to go back to it.
At the time
when
we were saying it was facts.
By May, we'll find out if it's true, but no one said he's rubbish.
Let me rebuke it. So I rebuke that, yeah? Because what we said at the time was the things that he's doing is eye test.
Yeah, and you have to be watching. And there wasn't people getting on the end of things. We said he probably needs to get a bit more strength. Everything
he was getting,
said,
was watching him getting weights up, but exactly. Not impacting
games. He needed to get the Premier League.
And not impacting games.
I'm talking.
That was a poet impression. That was good.
That was a terrible
was
impression.
Actor, as an actor.
But what we were saying at the time is that he needed to get a Premier League weights system in him for a little bit. Diet. We said everything we said has happened, done. And now he's landing, like, so sick.
So it means at one point he wasn't good.
He was good.
No. Because the thing is, I was the person that was backing Verts. I said Verts is like playing well, but not well enough for you to spend 100 mil. That playing well still doesn't justify 100 mil.
You see, when you lot was all gushing over Odegaard, yeah? Remember, like, in this part of the season, remember he came back and he's lying and saying, oh, I know why I missed him. What did he do in that little space when they were nothing? He just few neat touches.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, how can he get the ratings? But when Vert is now putting the numbers on the table, he gets none.
You're saying he gets the ratings. Do you know what it is? I think the Arsenal fan base is divided over Odegaard, innit? I think a lot of our younger fan base proper don't like him, innit? Because and I think that's where you lot are, you're going at us, like we're the youths that want 10 goals, 10 assists from my man because he's a 10 that costs what he costs.
He's going to give you that.
But it weren't that, innit? We always said, you're going to get that with him eventually. It's just, you lot were first five games you won? You lot told, man, well. Because of my man and Isak and all these players that you lot would run away with it. Everyone believed it. But I said, and the rest of us here said, Wirtz looks weird though. He's getting played left wing. He's getting used in the 10.
He boxes his
you head. Yourself started saying you're losing games because you're playing someone in his position. Now you're telling us that you're right. Position,
and I just say this to you, Lippy. I did say in that show when you lot all called him a flop that you were all going to revisit and say that you never meant it like that. Yeah. I did say that in the middle of the show.
I watched it again.
Did we argue with you when you said that?
Yes.
I didn't. I know I didn't.
I don't really remember who it was. Oh, I'm trying to revisit in my mind because I watch it back a lot. I think you have arguments in your mind.
No.
Possibly. Maybe there's a timeline in your mind and you have your own Twitter.
It came across the screen. And it said, and we say what you done
before
flop.
We was recording.
It was flop.
He said, yeah, that I said that I was happy that Havertz got injured. And then he went and checked and it was Troops. And Troops even say it.
He did say it.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Right, literally, can I show you something else he done? He said last week on an episode when he got subbed in a Boué tactic, he said for some reason, what are Man United going to do when they concede first?
Despite
the fact the game that they just played, conceded first. So you got a tech time, brother. Cool.
I just meant against a smaller team. That's what I meant. You know what I mean? Like a smaller team.
One thing we know, like caveat, your facts should come with a caveat. Like you have to check the stuff that he's saying. Because he says them with such confidence, anybody watching would believe that they're real. But if you just take a little time to do due diligence and to just tear apart your whole argument.
Just like yours as well. I think so.
I started the show a bit hostile, so let's get into it nicely, boys.
All right, cool. Let's talk about this. Obviously.
But yeah, I'm waiting for the My Bad, but you're already in it.
They're not going to give it to us, bro. No.
Anyway.
They're
going to come halfway through the season.
Egos.
City are in the bed. Arsenal's running away with the league, so let's leave the top of the table alone for a second. Let's talk about the race for Europe, because it's heating up. It's heating up. It is serious. Who's involved in that race for Europe? Aston Villa, Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. So just
I put Brentford in there.
I put City in there.
I like that.
If Liverpool beat City in the weekend, Aston Villa win, Man United win.
Oh my God.
What are they like? 3 points off.
Three points off.
So they're having that type of conversation, and obviously, you know what we're doing.
What's that book called? If.
It's a big game.
Look at the form of everyone, though. It's like it's so.
It's the league. It's what we said.
Okay,
this
so one second. We're doing a prediction show for the weekend. If might be a word we all use quite a bit.
That's true.
Got it.
Right now, if you take them four teams, five if you want to add City in it, who looks like they're in pole position to guarantee a European slot, a Champions League slot? Let's start with Champions
Liverpool
League.
Liverpool and Chelsea.
Why would you say that?
What, when Liverpool are out?
Let him unpack his thoughts.
I feel with Verts, coming into form, Etatike hitting a different breed of form as well. Always, he's been on it all, but I reckon he's going to really come into it. I see Salah doing a bit of looking a bit sharper.
Not a resurgent,
but I see him causing a problem again. And I think that will click as well. So I think Liverpool will surge. I think Villa will dip so bad because they didn't have any of their midfield the other day. Not one of them, which was out of order. It's a bit unfair. And then Chelsea, for me, with the spirit that I saw them do against West Ham the other day, I'm like, they're playing for the manager. They're playing. So I think they're going to surge as well.
I think five get in. I think in the English teams.
Yeah, man.
I think what four's got to go through from then. If Newcastle win their qualifier, then we've guaranteed to get five teams.
Something like that.
Yeah, so I think five will get in. I think Villa's going to drop out. I think.
Yeah, man.
Villa's going to drop out?
Yeah. I think Villa's going to drop out.
Finn squad.
I remember we've seen them push before. Every season they're there or thereabouts. One season they made it, the other they didn't. They're in a cup they can win in terms of the Europa League. If they're sensible, that's a realistic trophy.
But aren't you scared of your Liverpool side? Because against the Newcastle, like, Liverpool are weird to me. Like, you know, like, for example, some people turn up in one game and play one way and then turn up in another game and play another way. You, man, turn up in the same game and I don't even know what side's going to come out. Bro. In the second half, like, it's crazy. Newcastle, essentially, they bodied you first half, you know. They were playing well.
First 20.
I never even saw that second half. At least with the Chelsea game, they made subs. I'm like, I see how that happened. Like, going on?
It's just like they're not, like, warm or something. It's the first 20 minutes of every game. If we don't dominate it, we will concede. You get me? And it's just how we... But I think we've got two goals in the first half at the end of the first half. So Ekitike...
Ekitike, but he was the difference. But when I watched you as a team, I was like, Anthony Gordon's going crazy. I don't even think they had a recognised striker on. And I was just like...
They had three wingers up top.
A different side, I think it could have... I don't know if it ends like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Option to have strikers, Newcastle. They had two strikers on the bench.
Voltomada and my man, innit, Vissa.
But it's like... It's just... I think we can outscore teams and the fact that there's two ways for us to get into the Champions League, innit? Like, as well as, for example, Man United, they have to lock in on this alone. Like, if we can, if this becomes out mathematically for whatever reason, and we're still in the tournament, we can put all our eggs in that kind of basket. You get me?
And win the Champions League. I was thinking, what were you talking about? It's right.
You know what I'm saying? We've got kind of two options. If we get knocked out of that, we can say, yo, boys, it's either Europa or lock in. Do you get what I'm saying? So we've got a good balance.
Do you think it'll be easier to finish in the top four spaces? I know you said five, but let's just say four. Do you think it'll be easier to finish in the top four spaces or win the Champions League?
I think winning the Champions League will be easier.
You're higher, man.
I agree with you.
This is the Premier League, bro.
I agree with you.
This is the Premier League, bro. Brentford away is scary. Like, Brentford away is scary, bro. It's a scary fixture.
You have to see the league's tough, bro. You have to understand, like four out of the five teams in Europe have gone through in the Champions League,
bro,
first time of asking,
just
bro. Four teams don't have to play qualifiers. That should show the level of where we are.
You don't think winning the Champions League's tough?
Yeah.
You think a team that's been showing the form that they've been on this year can win the Champions League?
We've done it.
Yeah, but that's hero, like Gerrard and all of these, man. This is different, bro.
Tottenham are where?
It's true. The point he's making is that regardless of this form and what's happening in the league, he's saying that speaks to his difficulty. They waltzed the Champions League, basically. They're through.
Bro, it's two games, Europe, bro, and it's time. You can literally, you know, this team you're playing in the Champions League, is they want to win as well. You can literally... Like, you know, like if you're a tactician, this is your dream. That's why they enjoy playing. Because you know this team's going to come at you. It's not away goals no more.
It's not like, yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? They've got
and
a
you
play.
Lot are something special in the Champions League. I can't even put it down to a manager, a player. Just Liverpool from, I've been watching Liverpool in
European
Champions
Knights.
League are something special.
I see a ball go over the top to Van Dijk the other day, bro. He tried to flex his ankle, bro.
That was Champions League?
That in Europe. Nah, I'm just saying. That weren't even Champions League. That was like, I don't even know who that was.
Maybe
I just
we're not that deep as a
team
in the Champions League.
Fatigued, bruv.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you lot, like, not just this season. I just think Van Dijk and these men have been on it for like seven whole years, bro. Like, it's... To then say, yep, let's go win the Champions League.
It's not too far. But they've got new players, though.
They've got good players,
possible,
though, yeah.
Though. It's not impossible. Like, what? It's not impossible.
Mid-April as well. They'll get it. Isak will be at mid-April, which means he'll be fresh Isak. Freshish Isak.
Yeah, it's just how he recovers.
Bruv.
If he gets back and scores 5-6 goals,
I rate
happy.
Us. I rate us. It could I don't know if we could win the Champions League, bro. It's a big gut because it's that thing. Because we got a. You know what it is, yeah. I just feel like last year, yeah. The reason it favored PSG, bro, is they're going to play EDAP fixtures, bro, on the weekend against Lons.
But they had the most difficult route to it, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, and it's the same for Real Madrid, it's the Spanish teams. When it comes to us now, bro, I remember the PSG week, bro, we just had to surrender points.
That's what I say. Like, with Arsenal, but now you've got the squad for it now.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying, yeah? We could do that from second in the league. You've got to do that from sixth. So if you go get to the semis or whatever, you're conceding points. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's something you've got to give up one or the other.
And then you're out in it.
I'm not saying we're going for the double, you know. I'm not trying to say we're trying to finish fourth and win the Champions League. I'm trying to say, yo, lock him with either the league or big air zone. That's what I'm saying.
Do a Mourinho.
Because yeah, for Arsenal, we were trying to get both. We were actually trying to do both last season. That's what made it difficult. Liverpool, with the team that they have, just saying, do you know what, lads? Let's just focus on Champions League. Anyone they play in the latter stages that's a top team in another country is probably going for the league. England's the only country I know in Europe where you could be like fifth in the league, but a bad boy for everybody else in Europe. Fifth place, other places can't say nothing to no one.
I'm just saying, going for fourth ain't the same as going for the league. It's not that mad, bro. Like, you lot just have to be steady in the league. Like you said, the Villas. There's a team we're not speaking about here. You lot are just moving like they're guaranteed. Man United, bro. It is not promise.
I think that's promise, boy.
No, it's looking likely.
Yeah.
It's looking out of the... If you're going to say from Villa to Liverpool, they're probably on the best form at the moment. But, bro, this is the Prem, bro. Yeah,
cool, so nothing's 14 games guaranteed. To go,
nothing's guaranteed.
I'm documented
guaranteed.
On this table from when Amorim was there saying, I don't believe we finished lower than fifth in the league. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And we started the season well, even underneath him. We're saying if he started United this season or whatever, he'd probably still be in a job because they was doing decent. So with what's going on, with Carrick coming in, the team being rejuvenated and all that, yeah? My feelings ain't changed. I'm not even going to lie. With the results of the last weekend and all that, I'm looking up at second than that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's in reach. It's in reach. Remember, I'm cursed with ambition anyway. You know what I'm trying to say? So,
or curse of stupidity, but
whatever you want to call it, but yeah, second's not off the table. You just said it. If they lose, if City lose to Liverpool and we win on the weekend, that's 3 points. Yeah. I've got no reason to look to stay here in fourth and fifth. We're looking up.
The only problem you've got is your defence. You're like, Lammens is not that good. And
I think Maguire and...
In terms of like the top four race, you're going to compare it to like other goalkeepers. You're going to compare defence to other defences. And I'm just saying...
Maguire and Martinez have been solid. They're a good partnership.
You've conceded 5 in your last 3.
Yeah, and we won all of them.
I know you've won all of them, but this is not sustainable.
It's sustainable.
You're not going to be able to outscore... Okay, cool. If you're going to... It's not going to be sustainable.
We've got players that score goals. And you've, we can score more than our opposition every time.
No, you can't.
So you think you can outscore everyone, for real?
But that we play. That's how you win games.
I hear you. So you reckon you can win every game then?
Obviously, that's not it's not realistic. It's not exactly. Like law of averages that we're going to drop points somewhere. But like potentially, yeah, I believe we got.
But I'm saying
if you look at the fixture list, we got potential to win every game.
But then, Marks, if you're saying you can potentially drop points, you're going to look at why you drop points. And one of the reasons why you drop points is your defense. Like if that Fulham game, for example, you're 2-0 up at home. Realistically, they shouldn't be bopping you the way they were bopping you half an hour to go. And they shouldn't even make it back where it's 2-2, so you're having to win in the last minute. Yeah, it works against Fulham, but in another game, you're not going to get away with that. I rate Man United.
One was a penalty. So when you concede penalties, that takes everything out.
One was a disallowed goal, and it was margins, inches.
One was a wonder strike from outside the box, so you wouldn't begrudge anybody that goal. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? You can't account for those things.
But the game, though, forget about it. But then we went on
to win the game.
But it wasn't out the blue.
Goal, even the wonder goal that happened, my man didn't dance through three, man. Is Fulham were on top for a little while. Yeah, they brought on Kevin because they saw that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He played a pass to a man. A man just didn't track him. Mm-mm. Don't get it twisted. The execution,
bounced it off him,
man.
And it bounced it off him.
Yeah, bruv. And you lot have these moments. And that's been your problem all season. You lot have been good. If we're being honest, yeah, especially compared to last year, you lot have been good, bro. You lot have been good. The good teams have come to play against you lot, and there's been moments where you're hanging with them, bro. You saw it with us first day, Old Trafford.
Am I the only one? That.
No, it's calm.
I'm a DJ, innit? So you mix.
Oh, cold.
I knew when he was coming out, boy.
Show them.
I know his tone. Trust me. Thank you, Lippy. Am I the only one that, you see the geezer with waiting for United to win five in a row to cut his hair?
Yeah.
But they're two away, you know?
I want him to win the two.
It was two away the other day and messed up for him.
Yeah, bro.
You have three in a row.
You're three in a row now, though, yeah? They're not winning five. They're not going to win five in a row.
They are, man.
Five in a row.
They're going to draw a game, bro.
So to get the five in a row, our next game is Spurs, yeah? Early kickoff. And then we got West Ham. Now, West Ham, they are definitely resurging that. Nuno's doing a wonderful job.
Is it home or away?
I think we should still be kicking their tee out for them.
I don't think that's it. I don't think you should look at football like that, man.
West Ham away you got.
No, but he should not. But he's not saying they will. He's saying they should.
No, but Luz, I reckon you would say that in August. If it was August today and you looked at the, you would say fair enough. But we know football, bro. And you understand form plays a massive part in football.
Well, we got the best form in the league.
I know you do, but they are on form as well. West Ham are not only, even if West Ham lost their game against Chelsea, that first 45 minutes and Somerville alone, I've been talking about how Man United defensively look a bit shaky. I'm telling you, if that first half and West Ham turn up and Somerville and Bowen are on a matting with their two players up top, you lot are cooked.
Cooked why? What if Bruno's on a matting or Cunha and Bremo's on a matting?
No.
Or Casemiro? It works for both ways.
Away from home?
Yeah, anywhere.
You're cooked. It's fifth game.
West Ham's going
to
be a problem.
We went away from home. We went to the best team in the league away from home and kicked out their teeth. So don't say it's going to be crazy because we got West Ham.
And we don't have a good striker. They've got two players up front that I can honestly say against Chelsea, they look pretty good. They're going to tatty up your old defence, dog.
That's crazy.
They've got two games, West Ham and Spurs, and you lot are putting all your chips on West Ham.
Yeah, it's
to
mad.
To get some points, listen, I'm putting my chips on Spurs.
Yeah, I think Spurs after could
after this Dom Solanke scorpion kick that forward black was decent.
Yeah,
on
but
the
this is why I have no faith in Spurs. I didn't have faith in Spurs before that game anyway. Well done against Man City. I like when teams score goals and I go, oh, I've seen that throughout the season. Them two goals I've seen, I've not seen Spurs score that. And do I think they're going to replicate that against Manchester United on good form? I think Man United are going to kick their teeth out tomorrow morning. It's going to be all 3-4. They're going to batter us. What? Spurs? No Van de Ven?
I think he's the most overrated centre-back in the league, bro.
Okay, no Romero, I think, tomorrow as well.
I don't know. But I think Van de Ven is probably the most. He's just known for pace, bro.
Him and Romero are not as good as people say they are, bro. Romero's just mad aggressive and quite mobile. You get me? And Van de Ven's really mobile, but it's all recovery stuff.
Bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sliding all over the place.
A great defender. We wouldn't even know he's that quick.
How about Chelsea then? Forget about Tottenham because they ain't getting no Europe. What about Chelsea?
I like Leon Rosinha. Obviously, he's had a good career. He looks like he's a decent coach right here. There's something about this school teacher persona that he's got where he's there with the notes and then passing the notes onto the. There's something about it I just don't like.
But what about Saturday? Talk about Saturday, though.
You're just in his business too much, man. That's all it is. Just stay out his business, bro. Just stay out the man's business, bro.
But he made changes in the last game. He saw that Garnacho was stinking the place up, dragged him, brought João Pedro on. He's the one who started the thing. So there's something going on there, and they still need time to get used to the way he plays.
So first half we smashed them. It was the best crazy. I've seen us play. Like, it was just perfect football, everything, the defending,
you actually looked good,
the getting the ball, but everything, right? And we should have scored more, believe it or not. But then when Chelsea made the subs and they played like that with the players, the quality they got, and they're on it,
though, with the quality that they got, like, and them being at home, that wasn't like the maddest thing for them to turn that around.
It was because how good we were playing, how bad they was, it was it mad. Was
yeah,
bad.
But again, they made a few changes, exerted their dominance, and they're at home, and then you saw the levels between the two teams. So as long as there's time on the clock, how are they going to hold? You weren't going to hold out, really. And if you did, it would have been an amazing, amazing result. Even the draw. You get what I'm trying to say?
They changed seven players. Chelsea made seven changes, so that was always going to be drastic. They made three subs at halftime. Three players changed. I can't even describe how much it changed
systems.
Everything. Fofana running from the back to cross it in to the back.
We wasn't
to
ready
jump.
For that.
That cross was insane.
That was Kevin De Bruyne business, bro. But it's just three players that changed the game.
I was thinking that's why they spent the money. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I was always saying that's because he's cost a lot of money.
Who, Fofana?
Yeah.
You don't forget how good he was before his injury,
I know.
You saw him for Leicester City, no?
Yeah. Crazy.
There was a few years ago when... I think it was Sheffield United came up and they used to have their centre backs do overlaps. Yeah.
Chris Wilder.
Yeah. And people, because you wasn't set up for that, you didn't know what to do. So the other day I saw it twice with us. We were just like knocking balls forward, bombing on. And because they're so used to build up, the team wasn't ready for it. So when Chelsea done it to us with Fofana, we're not ready for it. We wasn't ready for an overload from that one extra player. Everything was set up, how it's been set up, and that's what the Prem does. So when you just do something like City done it, they done long ball. They was doing long balls.
Semenyo long throw. But it made it worse though, because you lot are playing two up top, so you only got two in the middle, which I thought was going to be a problem in the first half.
But 4-4-2 was wicked first half.
It was amazing.
It was like the olden days.
But when they brought the three players on,
overloaded midfield.
They overloaded you in midfield because then João Pedro was going from left in the middle of the park, and then Fofana's walking.
Heitor was in the middle.
Oh, bro, they had six men in the middle versus your two players.
Do you think the two man partnership up top is going to come back? Because I've seen a couple of teams trying it recently.
All this season. Well, not all this season, this weekend.
It's a good surprise factor, but. One of those strikers needs to be a forward, if that makes sense.
What, that could go across?
Yeah, that can go across. Like Liverpool, you might see Liverpool do it, and you got.
I know what he means, though.
And Ekitike will go wide left, or do you get what I'm saying? In out of possession or in possession?
Or one of them needs to be able to drop back into the midfield to make up the things, rather than on the wings. If you're going to play two up top, one of them needs to be able to come back.
One or the other.
Garth Crooks and Stan Collymore are cooking.
Shut up, man. But wait. Let me just say one more thing quickly about João Pedro. Yeah, my guy.
Cold as well. Ice cold,
but quick. Big mistake.
Oh, my God.
Big mistake, young blood. Don't trouble wicked man, brother.
So what? Is Chelsea beating Wolves away then?
Yeah.
They should do.
I don't know.
If it's that easy.
Yeah, I like that.
Nothing's easy.
Angel Gomez.
Oh, I wanted him.
I think you see these Wolves is like these relegation, like Wolves are, they're actually Wolves on the mountain. Like they are, the way they fight off relegation every year.
Not this time.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think that's because you're involved, you're a bit
shaky, impossible, bro.
My brother. What do you think?
The only team I see getting out of that bottom three is West Ham.
That's like, they're not going to win that many games that they need.
They're 18 points off the relegation zone. That's crazy.
Cool. But still, though, bro.
No matter what kind of Wolves, they could have been hyenas, Ruth, but they're not doing it.
Even if it's dignity, bro.
They're playing for pride and dignity.
They're playing for, I'm telling you, bro. Playing any team in a relegation battle away, 3 o'clock, D's, February, cuz.
Whoa, that's a lot of words.
I'm moving that February as a mad thing, but yeah.
It's cold, bro.
February.
It's yellow football time, February.
Winter, snow on the pitch, then.
Okay, yeah, yellow football.
Yellow or orange football, it's these times. This is when football changes.
All right,
it's
Steve,
when low teams get points.
And Loons, because you play as well.
Come on, Vets.
I thought you played Vets. You're no more. You see, when you play with no pressure in comparison to a team that's playing with a lot of pressure, what are the differences you notice? Because it's funny you speak about the Wolves-Chelsea game. Chelsea are under pressure. If Wolves get relegated, they're thinking, so they're kind of playing with whatever happens.
Quickly though, pressure's not always a negative depending on the character.
I was just about to say
sometimes
that.
Pressure makes diamonds.
And sometimes it's the worst situation to play against a team that's under high pressure, because you'll go into it thinking, they're going to be shaky because of the pressure. And when they're not, it's like, right.
Are Chelsea under pressure then, yeah? I didn't notice.
I don't think they're under pressure.
To get top four. We're talking about this race for Europe, yeah?
Of course they are. They have to be under pressure.
Like I said, Villa, United, Chelsea, Liverpool, these are all high pressure games that they're going into every weekend because it's going to be chopping and changing and they need to get the results. And then the teams that's behind them, Brentford and Fulham, are good outfits.
And even yourselves, Carrick ain't under no pressure, you know?
I'm not
He's just like, steady the ship, bro.
I'm with the ship, you know.
And if he's licking wins, it's even better. You get it?
You lot, anyone loses between fourth and like seventh or whatever, and the other teams win, it's a different conversation.
Like,
look at even us the other day at the top of the league, yeah? And we're further apart. We lost one game, bro. Everyone was like, that's it. It took City to drop points again to go, okay, then maybe. And that's what it's going to be for the rest of the season.
Do you know what I like? I like the race between 12 and 16.
That's a weird race.
You know what? We're not talking about that, but enlighten us. Who's between 12 and 16?
It's like the Everton's and that.
Everton's ninth. Go on. No, 1 second. Guys, give him some space.
The let me know
12 Leeds to 16.
Leeds.
There's like three teams that can get Champions League. Are we all saying Aston Villa won't get it?
I think Villa will get it.
I'm saying they're dropping off, man.
Chelsea got to play everybody.
They're playing Tyrone Mings.
I think Villa get it through. I think Liverpool, England has six teams there next year. I think British English team's going to win the Europa.
Actually, got a question.
Now that takes you in as well.
No way.
Yeah, win the Europa, you go in, bro.
But then would that not forfeit? Would that not forfeit fifth?
Won't it forfeit like five teams?
No. Forfeit. No. That's Spurs are in there.
Yeah, he's right.
But in the league, someone's going to get broken-hearted, boy. Yeah. I can't lie. Someone's getting
six teams in.
But Villa dropped points to Brentford. 10-man Brentford.
They're out, man.
Two drops.
Hold on, boys. This is what I'm saying. Integrity of the show, boys. Like, you sat me here and done Arteta vs Emery, bro. Talking about if we got Emery, we're definitely going to win the league. But now, Emery's
personnel.
Villa.
Hold on.
Emery's Villa sat 5 points ahead of you lot. You're saying is he's cooked. Is that what we're saying?
Mad.
I just want to point out that you lot are fried.
It's a different knock. It's the big red machine. The juggernaut's rolling back into town. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So when United's behind you, it's just a... Look, Evil Jad knows.
Evil Jad!
He's the one that pushes that agenda harder than
you. It's the injuries though to Villa. It's not
100%.
Like, mate, the whole spine.
And we didn't say that.
They didn't have Ollie Watkins as well. That had the centre half missing as like, bro.
They ain't got no midfielder.
Kamara is the biggest.
And McGinn, bro. The captain.
And McGinn.
Yeah.
Nah, if anyone loses players
and Watkins.
Like that,
they got Douglas Luiz back.
Yeah, but he just
Leon Bailey.
He was doing long balls. He ain't the same Douglas since he left, man.
Tammy Abraham.
Yeah, Tammy was good.
Tammy looks good.
Tammy Sharp. Thought he scored.
Yeah.
See him kissing the badge. I'm darkness. Dread. Like, how do you even know the badge like that?
Like he was there before.
I know, but you don't know the badge like that. I know he's on loan. I know, Championship, I know, but I'm saying you don't know the badge like that to be kissing it. You was just on loan. You're a Chelsea product.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
But that was his first, yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking? Do you think, is there a scenario, like, let's paint it, Picasso. Is there a scenario where City and Villa, the two teams that we thought were challenging Arsenal, that they drop out and Liverpool and Man United, who are on maybe the up, get in?
Can I just quickly say, maybe I know what you're saying about Emery and all that, but it's not all his fault because there's injuries there, isn't it? So maybe Villa with the injuries, but City ain't doing that by hook or by crook. If City dropped out of there, Pep might walk, bruv. That's insanity.
Pep looks like his...
I don't know. I think City might do a lot worse than people are expecting, you know?
I think City are in a rut, bro.
Yeah, same
way. One win in their last six.
Hang about. I've got a couple of stats. Sorry to interrupt. Listen. Listen, it could be City because City go to Liverpool or Liverpool go to City. Both teams...
To Anfield, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Both...
That's the part, receiving the pass under the bridge.
Off our board.
Wait, sorry to interrupt, but Liverpool, City go to Liverpool, and both teams have got four wins.
Four draws, one win, bro.
Wait, sorry to interrupt. I should have interrupted.
Three times, man.
I'll just pass it
Shut
on,
up, man. Listen. Hey, Lips, let me tell you something. Obviously, City have got to go to Liverpool, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And both teams have got four draws, one win, one loss. So it could be City.
For City to have one win in their last six.
All of that for that.
That's crazy. But I think for City to have one win in their last six, is insane form. I didn't think it was even possible for them to even...
Still be up there.
Not even still be up there, but even get into a rut like that. I didn't think one win in their last six.
We saw it, man. Their signings in the past 3-4 years haven't been working. The fact that they've signed Silvinho, Doku, Shirky, all of these wingers in the past 2-3 years, Marmoush, and they still have to buy Semenyo, that's a bit of a worry. Even the centre-back situation, buying Mark Gay. You see Mark Gay in a 3 for 2 years and then you go, let's place him in a 2. I'm like, I don't even think that's a great... Let's not say he's a bad player, but I think it's a bit of a rush situation.
He's got him playing next to Khabib Nurmagomedov, yeah?
Brother, it looks terrible.
I don't even know what you're saying. It's finished the last syllable.
They got him next to a UFC guy, bro.
I don't hate him.
I don't hate him, but you know what I think? I don't like confidence players anyway, but I understand a confident striker. But a confidence centre-back?
That's dark.
But I think after the two games I've seen Gaye, he looked all right, but... It's just
not
Khabib.
Last game, not against Spurs.
Khabib killed him, bro. He went for shot for the takedown.
Without Gaye, there would have been a couple more goals, man.
Possibly, but yeah. They didn't look like the defense to me. That whole defense looked horrible.
Do you want to wait till they got like their first choice back line with Gaye in there to judge him?
You don't have that opportunity.
Do you know what it is? Yeah,
it is.
Their team,
Diaz and him.
I will even include Gaye as a weird signing in this 3-4 year period because. It's not that they don't need him. Obviously, Vardiol's hurt. Most of their Diaz is injured, but it's still kind of off the cuff. Get him just because he's available. Don't get it twisted. Definitely good enough to play for City and everything. But in a title race where they might have needed, they went and got the goals in some menu. They made it. They needed control. You understand? Someone that could come in because Shirky was meant to be the De Bruyne. He's really good, but he's not that. He's more there to finish off moves and do things off the cuff. So to come and get Gaye, it was that.
And what it looks like to me as well? That like you've just given, like daddy's given his daughter the keys to everything. Buy whatever you want, no matter how many times it goes wrong. And now it's like you've bought 5 wingers and none of them are really working apart from Shirky. So Semenyo started off well.
Boys, I'll tell you what's been very disappointing. We said City's poor form was because they'd lost their linchpin. I said it, Rodri. Well, Rodri's been back nearly a year now. Yeah?
Find the show, it was me and you.
And it's just not lynching.
It's a different Rodri though, man. It's a Rodri after an injury. So and Rodri hasn't, and do you know what? When I watched him on the weekend, he wasn't that bad, you know? I'll tell you who was bad. You lot cuss Eze every week here. I see all this Eze. It's time to get on the man. Like Foden has been terrible for he came off the bench and he's been terrible for time.
82 minutes he came off
but
bench.
That's just one game. In the last 10 games he hasn't even scored, I don't think. He's been terrible. Haaland,
excuse me, as well,
terrible.
Poet.
Yeah, but
Poet.
You don't expect much from Haaland. See Haaland Poet. Being terrible.
Poet. Just quickly, no, sorry guys, because this is really important. It's small people or dwarf,
sorry,
okay? Not me.
Yeah, but everyone's kind of a
so my new girlfriend could be
don't do it, Poet.
So why are them sweets called midget gems?
Bruv,
what's wrong? Because they're sweets, they're not people. What's going on, fam? what's right, happening here, bruv?
When you those paychecks are lower because you messed up the brand deals, don't complain.
Sorry, I do apologise to cuss anyone that's smaller than me, which happens to be 90% of the nation.
But yeah, City are Buki. Another tough fixture after everyone else plays as well. I just feel like God's had enough, man. Because 116 charges,
115.
And the court ain't even trying to do nothing.
Yeah,
God's
you know what I listened to on Talk Sport about that. Yeah, I heard that the FA are scared of City's lawyers. I had to pull over. I was like, what the hell does that mean?
That's not new, mate.
Why is that shocking?
But how can the governing body be scared of a club?
Because they ain't got the money. They can bankrupt the FA.
How?
Because just litigations.
You not seen the video of when they go to court?
Oh, what, there's about 100?
There's 90 different legal, and do you know what it is? I don't know what the Premier League is banking on in terms of finance, just probably the Premier League. These men got money overseas. You can't ramp with them.
The FA spread themselves thin, you know. It's from grassroots to the Prem. You understand? City is just, the City group.
St. George's Park only opened up the other day again.
Man City have got a barrister or a lawyer per charge. So they don't want someone overthinking the charges. So you're not thinking about 3 different things. You're just dealing with...
So there's over 100 people on these cases?
Yeah, do you see...
Allow it, bro.
Line a man.
Allow it, bro.
They will tie them up in litigations for years, and before you know it, it's cost the FA 16 trillion, and then they can't even pay the English players.
That's why. They can't afford to take them. Yeah.
So wait. So then we can basically say, allegedly, that man are cheating then. Basically. If you've got to put that much in front to try... So Man City, after all this cheating, are still not winning. Stinks.
They won for years.
I feel like it's catching up. I feel like good players now are starting to see, if I go there, it could be, let's say like a Haaland. See Haaland, say City goes bust or something. He can just say, yep, I'm gone. He'll go anywhere.
Anywhere.
But they have a lot of players that they got world class players, but they ain't got guys that could just.
Like, I think Haaland, Donnarumma,
player go.
Mark Gay should have gone there, somewhere, man.
But they don't get to make a sideways move. Haaland will go Real, Barca, Bayern, definitely. You understand? A Semenyo or someone, big teams might think, ooh, I don't really want to pay that. You understand?
So Semenyo is back at Bournemouth in a couple of years, bro.
Semenyo's a bad boy, though.
No, he is a bad boy. Marouche was a bad boy before he went there. I just think Man City, it's not just about your ability. You need to have an elite mentality.
I said that.
You need to be there and say, I'm meant to be here. Mark Gay and Semenyo, I don't know about the mentality. And I don't even know like the business of City. Instead of like doing what Arsenal done, we'll get Jorginho and Trossard. They'll last you a year and a half because we couldn't get our main targets. We happen to be young. They will just sign a 24-year-old with no, like they didn't even want him beforehand.
And kill his career. And kill his career.
There's no love.
You know when record labels bench artists? They just bench players, bro.
Kill off Kelly.
And you seen, I think I put that TikTok, the guys that he went to school with Antonio Semenyo.
Yeah.
No, he's got pictures of them in school.
Oh yeah, and the singer.
Yeah,
Odile,
bro. Hey, bro, the youth saying, yeah, like he went to assert dominance. You get me? And then he knew my man was serious. When he ran past him, he was humming. Every time he dribbles, he goes.
Hey, who did that?
As Semenyo, he's saying.
Yeah, he didn't hum against
my homeboy is a robot. He's saying he's a robot. Left foot, right foot, hard bottom shoes.
Him in
top
front
bins.
Of goal is ridiculous,
like,
bro.
Maniac.
Yeah, but that, again, and I'm looking at the rest of the game, yeah? And no disrespect to Semenyo, I think he's cold, but I look at the rest of the game and I'm like, when I watch Man City go forward and I see Shirky doing bits and then Bernardo Silva, and
he's
and
a different problem,
Semenyo, I'm like, you've got to end the story because if you're part of the build-up, you're just as bad as, to me, in terms of the technical ability of City, he has to be at the end of the story.
Him and Haaland.
And he has been.
It's the attacking players that go to good teams now. Like, we've seen it with Wirtz. Like, they're not changing nothing for them.
Yeah, you
need to land and do what you could do there, but in this system. We're not changing nothing.
Yeah, but at least
at
Liverpool will give you a chance. Arsenal will give you a chance. City are not giving you a chance. If it don't work, and Chelsea, if it don't work in a year, Semenyo's back on loan at Bournemouth.
Yeah, but bro, but Semenyo's scoring.
So ain't they both the two top scorers in this league?
He's been going crazy.
Nah. He says the game that he should have scored in that I felt was important, he didn't score in.
Not the Hundo. That's a
goal against Exeter City when it's 10-1.
Broski, he scored every game apart from, I think, United and...
Bodo, he didn't play.
That may be another game. But he came on in the, I think it was the FA Cup or League Cup, whenever it was, scored. Landed in the league, scored again. I know they dropped points the other day, but he scored.
Like, yeah, but apart from that, did you watch Semenyo in that game?
I hear
that's
you.
One game, Po. He didn't look too great.
He didn't look too great, though, did he?
Bit sloppy, but
yeah,
I'm not
even going to
lie.
I sat here and said Semenyo might have won City the league when they made that sign.
Yeah.
Bro.
And they still might.
When they're breaking and it's with the Shirkies and the Bernardo's and that, not Foden. When he makes that power run, you see the defenders, him and Haaland running at you, not without the ball.
It's
long
to think
This is trouble.
Yeah, but for Bournemouth, this is the thing about these players. When they're at a Bournemouth, they have so much more responsibility. Like Grealish maybe at Aston Villa, that we get to see all parts of their game. When you go to a top side, there could be 8 parts of your game that we love at you at the previous club. But now that you're here, we just need to see 2 parts. And if you don't show us the 2 parts, we're not interested, bro.
You're not the final pass.
So Semenyo, we might love him at Bournemouth for so much other parts of his game other than goals. But at Man City now, you're going to have less time on the ball, less involved than you would be.
I noticed is he's in the box for City. For Bournemouth, he was kind of the break. Get it to him, he brings the ball up. He scored against Liverpool from that. We had the corner, picked it up, and he ran the whole pitch. But for City, he's headed.
He's
got a different role.
Less responsibility sometimes is not good for some players. They need as much responsibility
player,
as possible.
Though, but bad move for him.
I think it's a bad move.
I think Spurs would have been a great move for him. Man.
For Semenyo,
you have to remember, Bournemouth are having a bad season.
He's better than Spurs.
Yeah,
bro.
He's still putting up good numbers there. But I think City are in a rut, 100% in it. But do you remember when they bought Marmouche? And I was like, nope,
I didn't know nothing about him.
I didn't
like
rate it. Mm. And with Semenyo, I think it's bro, we got City soon. I don't want to see Semenyo, bro.
I can't wait to
see not wait to see Marmouche. We gave them 5-0, brother. Man was taking long shots from doing nothing. So, guy like Semenyo, that's a guy, he's haunted. Like, that's what I give Pep. He'll go and get guys that will hit the ground and do what they got to do straight away. It's just because of the rest of what's going on at City, it's not enough.
No, but he's done. He's got loads of guys that have not done that, Lippy. Savinho has not hit the ground running. Doku took Semenyo 3 seasons.
Four in five, bro.
I know, but... the
Savinho. I think Savinho didn't hit the ground running. Doku did.
Took 3 years.
Doku did. They won the league with Foden, Doku straight away.
Foden is one of the most inconsistent English players I've seen over the past... Gary
Neville,
how
you say that?
So, don't let who?
Gary Neville. He's got to be on the plane for me, Phil. He's got to be on the plane.
He probably does, but...
No, he don't for me. Foden, I think Foden, Eze, they might have to choose.
I take Foden to a tournament, definitely.
Bro, with the Palmers, Morgan Rogers.
You don't have to start, but I haven't been in the squad. I'll take him.
I'd even take him to table tennis tournament. Yeah, he's good.
All right, cool. So I haven't looked at the table, the fixtures on the weekend, especially talking about this European race. We know the important ones. United, Spurs. Obviously, our guts are all saying United.
United are going to batter them.
Hey, you got to go to Burnley. You worried about that? West Ham, Burnley?
I'm worried about every game. Trust me, bro. I'm worried about every game.
You must turn over Burnley, though.
Burnley ain't bad.
They're not. They're good football.
Again, every team, even Wolves, are seeing patches looking like, rah, like with Gomez and Andre balling out.
Mane, the little you.
Little Mane, like, so everyone on their day, if you don't focus, like we didn't focus in that second half, like City didn't focus, like United switched off. That's how simple it can be.
Prem's mad now.
Arsenal didn't.
What do you think? How do you think Aston Villa fare? They're away at Bournemouth.
I think they lose. I like Bournemouth a lot.
Bournemouth are decent. Hey, Kupri's cold, isn't it?
Kupri, bro, that's who I bought on my FM save.
From early.
What team did he sign from for Bournemouth?
Someone that got relegated in France. Bordeaux, who is it again?
Not Bordeaux.
Le Mans. I think it was Le Mans.
I don't even think he's joking.
He's definitely joking still.
Who is it? Rennes.
Lorient. They're still in the first division.
What do you mean? What happened?
They relegated.
They got. What are you talking about? He played for them in League One. Then they got relegated, and then they bought him, bro. What are you talking about?
No. They're in League One now.
Yeah, but that's not.
League A is the top one. League A.
If you go on his Wikipedia, it'll show you where he played last year.
Oh, League Two champions, 24-25. So they got relegated, and then Bournemouth bought him.
That's what he said.
No, they got relegated. Then they got promoted, and from the promotion, Bournemouth bought him. But he was there, the relegation and the promotion.
And he played in the League Two then, yeah?
And they also have Ryan, the Brazilian, new guy.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, tomato.
Tomato. He said tomato.
You know what it is, yeah? Obviously, because the Prem's hard, and you keep telling me it's the best league in the world because every team's so good and all that. But then...
Most competitive.
Okay, cool. So do you think you are going to find any issues when Sunderland roll into town? Or is that something you just take for granted?
Thing is, Margs, that was a good point you brought up. Yeah, it's mostly an issue for you lot. For us, as you saw on the weekend just gone, we decided to concede no goals. I heard you lot speaking about Nnadi Madueke not scoring. He decided to get involved. Gokeres got involved in Jesus.
Did Nnadi score?
Our Heavenly Father. So, we're going to get another good win. And it's going to be boring football. It's going to be slow. It's going to be unattractive. But the most important thing, it's going to deliver 3 points.
Yeah, we beat them 3-0 easy. So
yeah, Sunderland, they were really good at the start of the season.
Yeah, we beat them 3-0 as well. What was your score with them?
2-2. I think we got them again.
I don't think it'll be easy.
I think we got him again.
Shaq will be back, won't he?
Yeah, if they just come there to fight us and we're playing when we do some bullshit, we're still going to win. But it's going to be a bit stressful, I think. I was surprised at the Leeds game, bro.
Why?
I'll be real. Because I just think we're a bit weird, Paul, man. I think we're proper strange. As good as we are, yeah, is that when teams come to rough us up, it's either we just mug them off like we did against Leeds, but for me, we ain't done that in a while. It's like when teams go to fight us, we'll try to match them and we just lose what we're trying to do. That's what happened at Sunderland.
There can't be too many examples. We've won the most games out of our
Arsenal
games
fans are sounding now. Look, he's all tucked up like, hey, Poe, man, I'm so scared. You shook.
We ain't earned it, broski.
Shook
we
one.
We ain't earned the right to talk like that. We ain't earned the right to talk like that. To just see any game. Yeah, maybe Sunderland at home.
Look how the United fans are talking.
What do you mean, bro?
How am I talking?
Hold on, bro.
We ain't going to lose for the rest of the season, you said.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said we can win every game.
It's dark, bro. Yeah, it's dark.
Man, you lost
need
yourself,
to know
man.
This league we can win is real.
I don't want to say too much against Arsenal to like, because obviously you lot don't feel the same. But with Arsenal, Every other week, we just answer questions. I've been saying it. After we lost 3-2 to Manchester United, I know everyone's Twitter tweets that they wanted to... It went back to the drafts. I know what you wanted to tweet. I know exactly what you wanted to say. You wanted to get on Gokkerez. We didn't give you the chance. You wanted to say our defence was bad. We didn't give you the chance. You wanted to say, no, you don't do nothing. We didn't give you the chance.
Listen,
we're
man.
We're just killing you.
The Twitter war. The Twitter war lot, will make you... The Twitter war will trick you out of your position.
The
social media wars will make you think it's lidge.
Twitter can make you or break you.
Yeah, bro.
All right, cool. L-Dog. I want to shoot this one over to you. This is probably the biggest game of the weekend, definitely, especially well, after United play anyway. Liverpool City.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Why?
Mm-mm.
Why, you know? It's them one there. You know the ones there when you ask if you're allowed out and you just got the bad letter home, but it's not too bad and you hear the, why?
You think it's a toss of a coin?
Yeah. It's a toss of a coin. Yes. Shall I beat you or shall I let you out? You get me?
might be both.
Yeah, you might go outside with tears in the eyes. Yeah. Yes, you man.
Yeah. What call you, man? You could. Oh, God.
You get me?
I
think it's that.
Can I get, not even score predictions, but who do you think wins?
Who?
Liverpool City.
Liverpool?
Yeah, I think Liverpool win.
I think they draw. I think if high scoring draw, 2-2, 3-3.
Ekitike against that
They've
guy
got
from
four draws
where?
Each, one win, one loss.
Kazakhstan.
What do you reckon?
I think City, they're going to get the light blue juggernaut and they're going to roll over Liverpool.
I'm not even going to lie. Obviously, that what you're saying, the four draws, they're both in terrible form. The Anfield crowd might be a bit of a
hopefully
positive.
We go run down their bus like we did before last season. Maybe we ran the bus down and that. And
where they're both beating
egged it. Egged up their bus.
You beat them last time?
Yeah, Anfield, yeah.
Yeah, see, so where they're both in shaky form, I think that home grand advantage might just give Liverpool the edge, you know?
Boys, can I just tell you the back line? Donnarumma in goal. Quality, we can all agree. Nunes right back.
He's been good, though.
He's not bad, bro.
He's been good. I can't believe he changed him to a right back, but he's been decent for Pep.
Strong, quick.
You know what it is? I know what you lot mean, though, but he went there to play centre mid. Imagine going somewhere and saying you're going to be a cashier and you're stacking.
Imagine that. You've gone there and then within a season and a half, you don't look like you've been any closer to winning the league. Then you've got eight Nuri left back, Mark Gay centre back, and then your brethren centre back. That defence does not win leagues.
Ain't Norris a baller though.
I like Ain't Norris as well.
Baller, but I can't remember anything he's ever done defensively where I said, well done, son. Everything we can remember is him going forward.
I told you not he's boogie. I told you lot.
Nah, he's just clean. I told you feet-wise, clean.
I just think you lot need to look at the context. I understand everyone keeps saying City, 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 but go into the City. Look at the City. These City gal ain't looking like what they used to look like. They're dead now.
Older.
So City girls down to five.
Down
so
to City seven. Girls,
man, you know, Marks knows where to clean.
And by the way,
at.
City ain't on the. Is City on a blip? Are they really on a blip?
They're
who,
not,
City?
Bro, for
they
City.
One win in six.
Yes, bro.
Haaland's only scored one goal from open play.
Wait there, you nine. Told me the stats.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Are you getting it from somewhere?
Oh, yeah, where are you getting it from? Where do you get it from?
Getting them from somewhere.
Come on.
Anyway. Make sure you subscribe to our second channel, Extra Filthy.
Extra Filthy.
Extra content, BTS, Prove Me Wrong, more debates, Extra Filthy. Make sure you subscribe. And
if you subscribe, I might get
bell.
My...
Huh?
I might get
subscribe,
it.
What? You
might get it.
If you subscribe, you might get it.
What? That is, I didn't say that.
What does that mean?
Right, like, comment, subscribe, man. Peace out.
I know why them man acting nonchalant.